For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following is an interview I conducted in Salt Lake City last weekend as part of the Methamphetamine, HIV, and Hepatitis Conference.
And I'm here speaking with Mr. Gordon Youngman out of Canada. What might they learn up in Canada? What has been presented here that would be of benefit to your nation?
You cannot look at meth without taking a look at HIV and Hep C in tandem. Not to say that meth use is going to necessarily expose you to HIV, but it could, depending on the risk, on the behavior patterns. And I think also it's telling me that we have to be proactive rather than reactive. And a lot of the things that we're doing right now are reactive.
I assume that you heard about Representative Souder's statements that the Health and Human Services should not be involved. But isn't it necessary that we discuss the subject and, as you say, find proactive ways to go about this?
I have seen the commentary about Souder and wanting the investigation of HSC and also of several Utah departments of health, etc. I think it's very petty. I think we're talking on HHS $3,000, which was given for scholarships. The government should be involved, and they can't keep their heads buried in the sand. In Canada, we're probably a little better, yes. However, funding for programs has been flatlined for a number of years.
Now, sir, I see you represent the Age Education Services up in Nanaimo, mm-hmm. British Columbia. I happen to have one of my stations up there. I hope they're listening and paying attention. Sir, what is the one thing you might pass on to law enforcement or medical services up there? Where do they really need to point their attention?
I think we all have to understand and sit down and dialogue amongst all of the agencies that are involved, agencies that provide service, the justice services. It's fine for the Canadian government to say they're going to increase the sentences for dealers from 10 years to life imprisonment for dealing in meth. But, you know, anybody who is half intelligent knows that there are going to be very few life sentences given out. And the one thing that's going to succeed in doing is driving the drug further underground.
That old black market's got me in its spell. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.